My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. For joining me here in the new year of 2023. So excited to have you here and so thrilled to have my sister-in-law and dear friend, Megan Gibbons. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. You're back on the show. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
If you have been listening here on the show for a while, Megan chatted with us, gosh, was it a year?
Man, I think it was a year.
It's been a while. It has really been a while. And we talked all things literature and motherhood. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And now we are, we're partners in a new endeavor.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. So I'm going to have Megan share a little bit about herself, but I am so thrilled to have her here, not only as my friend and sister-in-law, but also, as a partner in some amazing things coming up here, this year and in the future.
Yeah. So I work professionally as a book editor. I'm a senior editor and I work specifically in nonfiction. And I was really excited when you reached out wanting to do partnership stuff, because we have a lot of overlap in terms of the stuff you were concepting is stuff that I do for my day job. And I have been really excited to work with you on it for bringing it forward into self-publishing and help guide you through, you know, editorially what that looks like. So it's been really fun.
I know. It's funny how all that kind of comes into place. And I think as we're both moms, and I think just having some things that are having accountability, I think, first of all, of having an idea or vision in our head and actually putting it into place, I think is amazing. So thank you for being here today.
Thrilled to be here.
And we're going to talk a little bit. First of all, I hope you have something delicious you're drinking. Meg and I are drinking cocktails. We're going to ching. We're drinking a cocktail out of crystal.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start this new year with a bang. So this is going to be kind of a mini cast today. I was supposed to be recording something in December. And sure enough, I got sick here while at Meg's house. So that was fun.
You're welcome.
but we recovered and we're here. So it actually works out great. Because I think starting the new year with something that's encouraging, inspiring, and helpful for you to start this new year with intention is a wonderful thing. So if you haven't seen it on Instagram, Facebook, or any other way you hear The Whole Mama, Meg and I have a book that's coming out. Meg, do you want... It's not coming out. It's already out. What am I talking about? Can you share just a little bit about our sleep book?
Yeah. So I think it's what's exciting is for you branching out from Whole Mama and doing Whole Mama Publishing, which we've been able to partner on together. We have been kind of tackling both books that help moms on topics. And the first one that came out was a sleep book. And then also a planner that you put together that we're really excited for coming in January. Yes. For homeschool moms. And we're really liked collaborating on both these projects because they were really, again, for moms, with issues that we both felt needed to be addressed. Yeah. With your amazing voice and sparkle and the things for Christian moms. So I think it's been really exciting, and we have so much more coming in the pipeline. We get lots of treats for you guys. And so thus the crystal, because, you know, last year we had, you know, sickness. Everyone had sickness, had troubles. Everyone had troubles. Even as recently as Christmas and New Year's, people were sick here at our house. So now we're looking at what we've built and what's coming, and we're celebrating with a little cocktail.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, I mean, the planner is done. It is now just, we're going to be getting it up on Amazon for you all. It's going to be easy. You'll be able to pick a cover that you know, that you love, and can easily start planning out, you know, your year. I know it's mid school year, but I think it's a great time to kind of get a new planner in and just start fresh. So it's exciting. And on our pipeline, I mean, really, we have things coming out all through 2024.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big time. So I encourage you, like, you know, if you have some things that you want to work on, you know, and get out into the world, like, I mean, find someone to work with that can encourage you. And I mean, Meg and I, we meet every week, pretty much every week. And we have kids. Like, it's one of those things we help, you know, hold each other accountable. And it's, even if you meet for 30 minutes, I mean, you're really kind of, I don't know, just really putting it into place, I think. And I think that's, I think for us as moms, I often feel like I am so in the thick of things, but at the same time, I think you need something for your heart that you are proud of and that your kids can see you do. I talk a lot about that on the podcast. Like, you know, you need your kids to see you do things that are, you know, obviously they're your heart, but I think also things that are dear to you, and see you actually say, you know, I think I might write a book, and then actually put it into place, I think is really cool.
Yeah, I think it's something where I think about this because I know you're home with the boys, but I work full time. And for me, it's something where I really find it fulfilling for my kids seeing me push my dreams forward. And I want them to grow up and push their dreams forward. And so it's something where it is hard for me to drop them off at daycare and go to my job, but I look at it as I want them to drive for passion and want to be doing what they do every day. So it's something where, you know, we have that nice balance, and thankfully with work from home and some other things, we're able to have a little bit more time with them. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why we're here today, to talk with you, you know, obviously about our amazing planner that's coming out, but also just like setting goals for this year. And many of you probably already have those and have already started, but, I know it can be kind of stressful, like, oh my gosh, I have to all do all these things in 2023. And, I think we have a couple ideas here that we can share with you that are easy and doable. And I think it's more, you're the same person as you were 2 days ago, but I think you can set intentions for yourself, and really kind of have some goals that you can achieve. And I think, Meg and I, this past year, 2022, even though 2022 was kind of crazy still, we killed it on some stuff. And I think it's because, number one, I think we held each other accountable, like I said, but I think number two, we had vision boards for ourselves, and I think, had things written down. And I think there's a huge difference between just saying you're going to do something, than saying, writing it down and actually making action steps for yourself. And I know that may sound silly to some, but I think it definitely makes things happen and puts things into motion.
Yeah. I work as a self-help editor, in my day job and some other topics as well. So I've read many, books on this topic for work, and personally, professionally. And I always kind of was that person being like, oh yeah, of course, like write it down. Okay. Like if I write down my goals, I'm sure that's going to make the biggest difference. But we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. I did vision boards for the first time ever. I was actually inspired by the ones that you make with your family every year.
Thank you.
And I made it in PowerPoint, just cause I was like, I'm not going to cut all this stuff out that I put on Pinterest anyway. So I just copy pasted from my Pinterest. But I made these vision boards that were, it was like a 21 page PowerPoint slide. Like I had just turned 35 and I was like, I need to put these goals in action. I've been focused so much on just like treading water and not driving forward. And one of the goals was Whole Mama, which we did the Whole Mama publishing together.
Yep.
Then some other things for me personally, and then professionally, I wanted to move forward at work, which I've accomplished. I got a nice raise. I was really excited.
Yay!
And just doing some big goals there. And then I'm trying to do some other stuff at home that has really moved forward. And like, I honestly, I can't believe it after years of stagnation that like, truly just putting it into writing and having those that I could refer to it on my phone. I accomplished like 70% of my goals or like moved them forward significantly.
It's amazing. I think having that accountability for yourself. I'm so proud of you. Like, that's awesome.
It's wild. I can't believe it. Cause like, I feel like I'm still the same like chaos Muppet, just like treading water and just like putting out fires. But because of like having 30 minutes with you and having to wake up and do some workout stuff with my friends and having, I have a writing buddy. And then at work, like I just set really clear goals. It was just a huge game changer.
I think you're 100%. And it's not like you have to have a list of 50 because you may get accomplished one of those, right? And then you're going to feel super, like, defeated. I think, like you said, setting, you know, even if it's three and they're very specific and attainable, you know, and even if you're pushing yourself, like, a little bit more, right?
Right.
I think that, you know, then you're not overwhelming yourself, but you're also feeling like you can accomplish those three goals, those five goals, whatever it may be for the year. I think that's awesome. And you mentioned the kid vision boards, which I didn't even think about, and I actually have to do that. We're still on vacation here at Meg's, so I mean, we've got time. But yeah, so with our kiddos, so I have a now 4-year-old. Cullen has just turned 4 right after Christmas, and then Rowan is 7. My kids make vision boards, and obviously very different, intention there. But I think, I used to do them when I was teaching with my kids. And I think starting the new year, and it can be, we get magazines, and with Rowan, I kind of let him go to town. With Cullen, I kind of pre-cut some things, a variety of things. Sometimes I put them in piles of different categories. Sometimes I just let him go, but his are usually pre-cut just in terms of, I guess simplicity there.
Yeah.
But they make their own vision boards for the year. Like Rowan was to try rock climbing, which we didn't do, but that's okay. To try learning guitar, to travel. Yeah, he wanted to go to I think they both had the beach on there. So just things that to really kind of start planting those seeds for setting goals even at an early age. So that's one thing you can do with your kids to set goals, even if you do one and they're doing theirs at the same time, or you show them, this is my vision board that I have for the year, let's work on yours now. So I think that's a great way to encourage and incorporate your kids into this. And then we're going to kind of
I looked like I was going to talk, so she looked over.
Yeah, I know.
It truly, like, and that, again, pointing it back to doing it for myself, like, I was talking to Rowan last holiday season about this, and he had all these goals, and he showed me his vision board and was walking me through it, and I was like, this child has more goals than I do. Like, he has at least more plans to move forward, because I was, again, it was so easy with the pandemic, and I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So I was, at that time, I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I was just, like, survival mode only.
Yeah.
But realizing, like, no, I need to, like, drive forward and, like, have a kid like Rowan, who I want Virginia, which now we're going to do vision boards in January, too.
Yeah.
Because I need to do mine, and she's going to have to do her own, too, just for funsies.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want her to be someone who's driving against something. And it's really, I think it's really helpful to have some stuff you want to point to.
And I think, it's a fun way to look forward to things, too, for the year. You know, like, again, I think not being in survival mode, even as a kid, like, looking forward, oh, in the summer, we're going to go do this. I think it kind of adds that joy aspect and just some intention and purpose for the year, I think, which I think is a great thing. And doing it together.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
And we did go to the beach. And he was like, we went to the beach.
Yeah.
Vision board. Check.
Check. Yeah, exactly. And literally all you need is poster board, which I just cut in, I think, in half. You could even do, super small ones. It doesn't have to be gigantic. And magazines, or if you can print clip art. Or if leave space, some of my students, when I did it, they would draw, if they were artists, they would just, draw things. So you can make it their own. I'll put some examples up of ours on Instagram. That'd be a good idea. Put their name in the center of it. They can write and, do whatever and then go. So, that's one thing to do with your kiddos. And then, for our vision boards, just to kind of get you started, I know that can be kind of overwhelming too. So I've done mine. If you know the program Canva, there's a free, option on there. So literally you just like log in. I mean, you just make an account and, you can literally make, your own vision board on there. You can make one for every year and just save them and kind of see where, how things have changed. You can do it that way. And then Meg, you've also done PowerPoint, right?
Yeah. I just did it on PowerPoint, but I did, it was similar to what you did on Canva where I had like categories. So it was like a slide for like my relationship goals. And like Josh and I, that's my husband, we started doing date nights at home, because we wanted to do a weekly date night, but it's just not like
like logistically possible for us to get out of the house every week. So we started doing date night at home, which was a huge, really fun thing. Like when I walked through it, the only rule for date night at home is you can't have your phone. And if you're going to do a screen, it has to be video games. We're not doing movies and sitting on the couch with our phones scrolling. That's what we do every single night. Right. After we get the kids to bed and we feel like zombies. So, like, it's been really fun because we take turns who plans it. And so, like, Josh is like, he made, like, a master mac and cheese. And then we played, like, board games. So cute. And then, like, I made him paint one time. Like, it's just been really fun because when the kids go to bed, it's just like, okay, no screens. Like, one of us has to plan a really fun date night. And so it was like steaks and painting and an audiobook and like other things. Like, we had a lot of fun with it, so that was really great.
I'm totally adding that. That's so cute.
Relationship board, fitness goals, you know. For me, a big one is always community. I'm a big extrovert, so how I can build up my community, how I can connect with my friends. So just like all the buckets of the different ways you want to grow, because I know just one general vision board of just like, what do I want, really stressed me out. But then when I got into specifics and I was like, what do I want my relationship to look like? I was like, oh, more one-on-one time.
Yeah.
And in terms of time, I'm with Josh, my husband, all the time. Right. But it's like, oh no, I want focus. Right. I want the phone down. Yeah. I want us to be
together.
So it's been really fun. And like things such like, how do I want my kids to be engaging? And so we started doing like family board game nights, which like for the 2-year-old is fairly feral. But we're doing it. And like sometimes he's just like chilling, playing chalk, but it's fine. So yeah, I mean, it's been, like I said, it's been wild just like putting that intention out there.
I love that. I think I'm going to shift even mine to doing that more specific. I had a great business coach. She may be listening. Her name's Tracy. And when we first started, I did several of her workshops. And it was same thing, like picking, you know, 5 to 7 goals for the year and then actually having like specific action steps. And that helped me a lot because I think when you set goals, sometimes you're like, okay. And it kind of can be overwhelming because then you're like, well, so then where do I start, you know? And then it kind of becomes more overwhelming instead of liberating. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, well, I have this list of 5 goals, and now I'm just even more overwhelmed than I was from when I started doing this. So I think having, you know, a slide, whether you do on Canva or you do it in a journal or you do it on PowerPoint, however you do it, and then having for those 5 areas of your life, you know, like health, faith, you know, connection, whatever it may be, I think that's brilliant.
Whatever's important to you, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And date nights. For the date night, do you do, like, is it the same night every week or does it just depend on your schedule?
It depends on our schedules, but we were doing, like, it was the plan was Tuesdays because that's it's not Monday where we're just like, OMG, Monday, back to routine.
Right.
But it is early enough in the week where, like, no one's inviting us to, like, trivias or cocktail hours or we're not doing, like, Friday nights we try and do stuff with the kids. And then, like, Saturday, Sunday we want our weekend, so we were doing Tuesdays for a while.
And that's kind of nice, too, to kind of break up the week a little bit and have something to look forward to.
It was fun. I mean, we stopped going into Thanksgiving, so we haven't done them for the holidays just because it's always like just like chaos,
right?
But it's really fun, and we both want to do it again in the new year, so I'm excited to keep going.
That's awesome. I think we might do that too. Thanks, Meg.
Yeah,
I love that. So that's, I mean, that's like really just a snippet of vision boards, and I mean, surely you can look online of other ways to do it, but I think that's a great way to get started if you're trying to really not just have a list of your goals but actually to put them into action. So we're going to leave you from our little mini cast with 3 just kind of ways to lead into this year with just kind of, I don't know, purpose and meaning and ready to go. So the first thing is, I think one of the most important things to do is really kind of being intentional about your prayer and your relationship with God. And Meg and I were just talking about this. Like, we often pray for others. We pray for our kids. We pray for people we hear who are going through hard things. But really kind of praying for, for our hearts and for our relationship with our kids and how we are really kind of guiding them through this world. Yeah. Does that make sense, Meg?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was specifically saying how, like, I feel like I'm always praying for God to help me through something, but not to help me build something. So, I think I'm always kind of like, okay, I'm trying to get through this. This is a hard moment. And I don't know, again, if it's small kids or just like the recent pandemic lifestyle, but I feel like there's always hard moments and I'm always trying to pray through hard moments and not trying to have him help me create
better moments.
I love that. And kind of being, for me, I think always trying to, I try, which it's hard as like, a, you know, especially as a mom, but kind of praying to be more proactive instead of so reactive. And I think, you know, like you said, praying, like to build things, to have that outlook of God, help me kill this, like help me do, like thrive in this instead of survive. You know what I mean?
Exactly. For sure.
So I think that's a great thing. And whether you do that, whatever your best time is. For me, I fall asleep after 9. I it's hard. It's so, I'm so old.
You're not old.
I know. I'm a mom. It's and all the things. So that's a hard time for me to be on the top of my game, I would say. So for me, it's getting up, whether it's, you know, even 30 minutes before your kids get up. And sometimes I crave that sleep. And if it's one of those days, then I take a sleep, but try really hard to get up before them to get my coffee or my tea, to do a devotional, to, I'm going to try more to journal. I take a lot of pictures. I'm more of like a visual person, but I'm going to try. And, but I think if anything, reading, you know, or listening to a podcast or something that, connects you to God and, I'm going to talk about more about this year, but his purpose for you here, I think is really important, that it's, you have God-given gifts. We all do. They're all different, which is incredible. And, you know, it would be a waste to not use those gifts. And I think that this year for me at The Whole Mama is to encourage you, to motivate you and inspire your kids that you have a reason you're here. And so to find that and to, you know, and just to build your relationship with him. And then I think you're going to see amazing things happen. So that's that.
I love it. Yeah.
The second thing, obviously, is creating that vision, like we said, whether you journal, whether you do a pan, you know, if you're hands-on, if you want to do that way with your kiddos, PowerPoint, Canva, whatever it is, Meg and I encourage you to try to get that done, like, by the end of January.
I truly can't even, like,
I'm even itching to do it. Like, I just...
Yeah, I truly cannot say enough how I am such a believer in this after just 1 year of doing it. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, we have made a full book and a full planner. And if you had asked me last year, like, with what time, I'm not really sure. It just, right? We just manifested it.
Oh, we did.
We truly just, yeah. It was wild.
And that's evidence enough, I feel like, that it's possible. And I think, you know, I used to say, well, I don't have time. Well, you have time. Everyone has the same amount of time in a day. It's how you utilize your time. And I think whether you meet, you know, with yourself to work on something or someone else, you know, or whatever, you get a coach, whatever it is, it's amazing what you can do in 30 minutes and with setting a goal, you know, for yourself, for the week, for the day, whatever it may be. So, yeah, it's crazy. That's evidence enough, I feel like.
I truly.
It's amazing. We're talking about it now. It's like, I just can't even believe it that we're publishing things. Like, it's a dream, a huge dream. And if you do make your vision boards, please tag me on Whole Mama. That'd be awesome. I'd love to share them. I'd love to see them. And I'm going to tag Meg.
I would also love to see them. Yes.
So tag us, and if you're on my stories, I have Meg already on there because she got me this adorable sweatshirt that if you haven't seen, I'll put a post on my Instagram, I think, so people can go back and look. It's adorable, but it has Whole Mama on it. It's got my kid's name on the sleeve and a heart. Like, it's adorable. So you'll see Meg a lot more often, especially this year.
Yeah.
Actually, what is your handle on Instagram?
At Meg Gibbons edits.
At Meg Gibbons. Actually, I can put it in the show notes too.
Yeah. At Meg Gibbons edits.
Yep. And so follow her. She's got great stuff on there. And then the third thing is obviously to find a way to organize your life, whether you homeschool or you don't. And there's great planners out there for a really great planner.
Yeah. There's one we made.
That's coming.
And also, again, professionally, I edit. If you do follow me, you'll see lots of planners. Hashtag Love Source Books, who is my employer. But hopefully, we have some swearing stuff. We have some not swearing stuff. So don't feel alienated by some curse words. There's a lot of stuff for everyone. But yeah, there's a lot of planners out there to organize yourself. But we have a pretty great, if you're a homeschool mama, which seems like the Target demo here.
Yes, yes, yes.
A homeschool product coming for you in January. Yeah.
And it has, it'll have 52 verses that I will have a separate PDF for you. We originally were going to have all the verses in there. However, kind of felt like it would be more personal for you to kind of choose the ones that best fit you each week. So you will have a list of those to choose from that I kind of felt would, I don't know, just felt would be more for mamas.
Yeah. And that was actually a suggestion too from Danielle, the designer who worked with us. Yeah. Yes. And that was something where when she suggested it, we were both like, oh yeah, that's way smarter. Yeah. We had picked out, Jenna had worked on picking and hand-selected 52 verses, which I'm sure you'll utilize throughout the year anyway. So I'm sure you guys will still see them. But this way, you guys can put whatever you need that week for a verse. There's a space for every week.
Yeah. And there's lots of goal setting for you and your kiddos. In fact, one, I believe we have a page for each child for you to kind of set goals for the year. And then there's some planning for the year, and then there's monthly planning for you. And I love per week there's meal planning, which does not have to be stressful. I know sometimes that can be a little overwhelming, but really, sure. I've loved, you know, being able to do that this year, just jotting down, having an idea of meals, and then, you know, you can kind of go from there. And then lots of other wonderful things that are in there. So stay tuned for that. All the things that are coming, Meg. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we've done some great stuff, and I'm excited for more to come.
And yeah, and to help you all with, you know, just thriving, not surviving.
Thriving, not surviving. I will say, I think Rowan's going to be, like, looking at my vision board and be like, oh, man, I need to be more ambitious.
Right?
Because we have a lot going on now. As opposed to last year, I had some FOMO on vision board, but... really helped me.
I know. It's going to be interesting what he has to say. I love it. Yeah.
Probably we're going to build Legos together. I love it. That's our shared goal.
That is. Absolutely. But thank you all so much for joining, Meg. Yeah. I love this. Thank you for being here with me.
Of course.
And we encourage you and would love to see all that you are doing this year in this new year with you and your kiddos and all everything else in your life. And thanks for joining us today here at The Whole Mama. Stay tuned for our next episode. I am going to continue doing... every other week because life right now is a little crazy.
Yeah.
But they're going to be great. We've got great guests coming up this year. And I wish you all the best in this new year. Take care. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Ooh. Hey, Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children. And find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee. Those comfy leggings. That song or that scripture or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today. And I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.